The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds so that other people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. We enter into this sacred time of reconciliation on a day that isn't even a holy day of obligation. Just look at the witness here in this space of the outpouring of our heart's desire to be reconciled to God and to each other. We look all around us and see such a desperate need for reconciliation in our world, for peace, for that transformation in Christ that only God can work in our midst. Everywhere we see struggle, even war, division, and sin. Lent invites us to look within ourselves, too, and take inventory. Entramos en este tiempo sagrado de reconciliación en un día que ni siquiera es un día santo de obligación. Mira el testimonio aquí en este espacio del derramamiento del deseo de nuestros corazones de reconciliarnos con Dios y entre nosotros. Miramos a nuestro alrededor y vemos una necesidad tan desesperada de reconciliación, de paz, de esa transformación en Cristo Jesús, que solo Dios puede obrar en medio de nosotros. En todas partes vemos lucha, incluso guerra, división y pecado. La Cuaresma nos invita a mirar dentro de nosotros también y hacer un inventario. But how does this reconciliation happen? When I was a young person, someone told me this parable. A boy was playing baseball in his backyard, and he hit the ball through his neighbor's window. It took a lot of courage to go to the neighbor's door and ring the bell. Maybe it was a neighbor he didn't know so well. Anyway, the neighbor comes to the door, and the boy, holding back tears, says, "I'm sorry, I broke out your window." The words hung in the air. After some silence, the neighbor kindly says, "That's okay, I forgive you." The boy, with great relief, turns to leave, but the neighbor stops him and asks, "But who is going to pay for my window?" ¿Cómo sucede esta reconciliación? Cuando era joven, alguien me contó esta parábola. Un niño estaba jugando béisbol en el patio trasero y golpea la pelota a través de la ventana del vecino. Se necesitó mucho coraje para ir a la puerta del vecino y tocar el timbre. Tal vez era un vecino que no conocía tan bien. De todos modos, el vecino llega a la puerta y el niño, conteniendo las lágrimas, dice, "Siento haber roto tu ventana." Las palabras flotaron en el aire. Después de un rato de silencio, el vecino amablemente dice, "Está bien, te perdono." El niño, con gran alivio, se da la vuelta para irse, pero el vecino lo detiene. ¿Pero quién va a pagar por mi ventana? Reparation for sins has always been an important part of our spiritual life, even though you will no longer find it in Christianity outside of the Catholic Church. It is also the way by which we, as the mystical body of Christ, can help each other, as well as people of all times and places. Your Lenten offering, for example, can be made on behalf of people in your life who badly need grace, for those who find themselves in great suffering at this time in places devastated by disaster, war, and disease, even for your great-great-grandchildren you may never meet. Such a sacrificial offering to God is most dear to him. La reparación por los pecados siempre ha sido una parte importante de nuestra vida espiritual, aunque ya no la encontrarás en el cristianismo fuera de la Iglesia Católica. Es también la forma en que nosotros, como cuerpo místico de Cristo, podemos ayudarnos unos a otros, así como a las personas de todos los tiempos y lugares. Su ofrenda de cuaresma, por ejemplo, puede hacerse en nombre de las personas en su vida que necesitan urgentemente la gracia. Para aquellos que se encuentran en un gran sufrimiento en este momento, en lugares devastados por el desastre, la guerra y la enfermedad, incluso para sus tataranietos, puede que nunca te encuentres. Tal ofrenda sacrificial a Dios es muy querida para él. The process of reconciliation and reparation of sins is the way back to right relationship with God and his kingdom. We first need to go to the door and say, "I'm sorry." Not always an easy thing, but easier the better we get to know the neighbor that we need to talk to. Sometimes people say they can't remember everything in confession. And I always say, well, Jesus knows that all, he knows all that already, doesn't he? He makes it all happen. But the one thing he can't do for us is say, "I'm sorry." That has to be our voice, and we are given this period of Lent to find it. El proceso de reconciliación y reparación de los pecados es el camino de regreso a la correcta relación con Dios y su reino. Primero tenemos que ir a la puerta y decir, "Lo siento." No siempre es algo fácil, pero más fácil cuanto mejor conocemos al vecino con el que tenemos que hablar. A veces las personas dicen que no pueden recordar todo. Bueno, Jesús ya sabe todo eso, ¿no es así? Él hace que todo suceda, pero no puede decir "lo siento" por nosotros, por sí mismo. Esa tiene que ser nuestra voz. Se nos da este periodo de cuaresma para encontrarlo. En cuanto a la reparación, Jesús nos muestra cómo hacer esto en el Evangelio. Por nuestra limosna, oración y ayuno, nos disciplinamos a nosotros mismos, como lo describe la oración de apertura de la misa, luchando contra los males espirituales, armándonos con autocontrol para estar listos para celebrar la pasión de Jesús y venir a esa celebración de resurrección y la renovación de nuestro propio compromiso bautismal en Pascua. Es volver a Dios, caminar juntos hacia el reino. As for reparation, Jesus shows us how to do this in the gospel. By our almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, we discipline ourselves, as the opening prayer of the Mass describes it, taking up battle against spiritual evils, arming ourselves with self-restraint. Now, that's something I find so fascinating. I think the one thing our world has completely lost is self-restraint these days. So that we could be ready to celebrate the Passion of Jesus and come to that celebration of resurrection and the renewal of our own baptismal commitment at Easter. This Lent, we are coming back to God, and we are walking together to the kingdom.